Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who keep us fed and, for today's purpose, keep us in milk and ice cream. That would be, of course, our state's dairy producers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Dairy. Oh, milk cows, stools and buckets and kickers and flies and hand-driven separators. Well, that's how I remember dairy when I grew up. You betcha. Hank and Frank Wooster had two cows, which, if things went right, gave about enough milk for our two families. One was a little Guernsey that would fill half to three quarters of a bucket. The other was a home-raised Hereford who would fill the rest if we could catch her. Oh my, have things changed in almost every aspect of that process. What has not changed is the fact that June is Dairy Month. If ever a group of folks is deserving of a big thank you, it's the families who operate our state's dairy farm. By the way, did you know that June Dairy Month started in 1937 as National Milk Month? 2 years later, June officially became Dairy Month. South Dakota is home to 173 dairy farms, and these dairy farm families take great pride in producing wholesome quality products that not only help their families grow up strong and healthy, but your family as well. In fact, adding one more serving of dairy to your family's day will help to ensure that they're getting the nutrients needed to build strong bones and to stay active. I mentioned that those dairy families need a big thank you, and there are a lot of reasons, two of which are the price they receive for their product and the weather. I need not go into detail, but the past few years, much like all of agriculture, has really been a bugger. Yet they keep on doing a marvelous job of production. Those families also enjoy educating the consumer. They do that by inviting any and all to an annual open house. Now, two of those are the Moe family at Goodwin, that's going to be June 8th, and the Odie family near Brannon, whose open house will be June 13th. For more information on those two and a lot more, go to agunited.org. Again, agunited.org. Again, to all of you in the business of dairy, we owe you a bunch. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can, and thanks for what you do.